Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nothing says I care like turning every problem into a story about themselves. You're listening to the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast.
Hey, everyone. Welcome. So today we're doing a deep dive on something pretty intense, honestly. We're talking about narcissistic relationships and how to heal from them. But before you nope out of here thinking it's too much, stick with me. Today we're diving into some awesome advice from Dr. Ramani. And let me tell you, she doesn't mess around. It's straight to the point, practical advice on how to start healing, even if you feel totally stuck. No platitudes here. We're going deep.
I love that about her. She just gets right to it.
Right. She cuts right to the chase. And one of the things she addresses right away is this tendency for people in these relationships to blame themselves.
Oh, big time.
It's like we get so caught up in the chaos that we lose sight of, well, reality. And she has this phrase that really struck me. She says, "You were simply in the splash zone of their cruel behavior." Isn't that powerful?
So powerful. It's such a good way to put it because it immediately takes the blame off of you. You're not flawed or broken. You were just exposed to something really toxic.
Yes. You were just in the line of fire. And the thing is, with narcissistic relationships, there's this whole other layer of manipulation going on. It's not just about their behavior. It's about how they make you question your own reality.
Exactly. They are masters at twisting things around, making you doubt yourself, your perceptions, your sanity even. So it's no wonder that self-blame becomes such a common struggle in these relationships.
And then we have all these societal pressures too, right? Like we're supposed to forgive and forget, give people second chances, even when they consistently hurt us.
Oh yeah. It's like forgiveness is on autopilot or something. Like we're supposed to just keep offering it up regardless of the circumstances.
And that's where Dr. Ramani's concept of the treachery of forgiveness really hit home for me. She's not saying forgiveness is bad or wrong. She's saying it could be a trap in these dynamics. Yeah. Like real forgiveness, the kind that actually leads to healing, requires accountability from the person who caused the harm.
Yes. Accountability is key. And that's often missing in these relationships. It's just a constant cycle of hurt. apologies maybe, and then more hurt. It's like that definition of insanity, doing the same thing repeatedly and expecting different results.
And you know what? Before we can even think about forgiving the other person, we've got to address the self-forgiveness piece.
Oh my gosh, yes. That inner critic can be brutal.
Right. It's like, I should have seen the signs, or I should have known better. All that self-blame and shame just keeps us stuck.
Totally. We're drowning in self-doubt and we're trying to throw someone else a life preserver. It just doesn't work that way. We have to release that burden of self-blame first. We have to forgive ourselves for getting caught up in this mess before we can even begin to heal and move forward.
I love that. It's like that saying, you can't pour from an empty cup.
Yeah.
You have to replenish your own well of compassion and understanding before you can truly offer it to anyone else, especially someone who's caused you pain.
Such a good analogy. And that brings us to another one of Dr. Ramani's gems, healing is feeling.
Right. I mean, it sounds so basic, but in the context of narcissistic abuse, it's profound.
It is. Because think about it, these relationships thrive on emotional suppression. You're constantly on edge, walking on eggshells, prioritizing their feelings above your own, silencing your inner voice. It's no wonder healing requires us to do the exact opposite.
It's like we've been conditioned to disconnect from our emotions as a defense mechanism. It's like, what if, just hear me out on this, what if leaning into those feelings, even the messy ones, is actually the key? What if that's how we reclaim ourselves?
Such a radical idea, right? Because we live in a world that often tells us to push down those negative emotions. But Dr. Ramani is saying, no, let's embrace them. Let yourself feel the sadness, the anger, the grief without judgment. It's a part of the healing process.
It's like she talks about with her mom's hand surgery. Remember that story?
Yes. And how those nerves started to regenerate.
It wasn't always pleasant, all that tingling and stuff.
Yeah.
But it meant things were waking up. They were healing.
And that's what healing from this kind of abuse is like. It's about reclaiming those parts of ourselves that we numbed out, those parts that make us human. It's about reclaiming our right to feel without apology.
It's about reclaiming our own stories, too.
Yes.
Because in these relationships, the narcissist often controls the narrative. So this process of feeling our emotions, it's like taking back the pen. It's saying, no more. This is my story, and I'm the author.
I love that. And speaking of support, Dr. Ramani talks about how important social connection is for healing, right?
Totally. She's not just saying this, by the way. There's serious science behind it.
Oh, tons. It's not just some feel-good advice. Researchers like Dr. Bruce Perry and Dr. Gabor Mate have done amazing work showing how powerful connection is, especially for people who've experienced trauma. Hmm. Those secure attachments, whether we form them in childhood or later in life, they act like a buffer.
That makes a lot of sense. But what about the people who've been isolated by these relationships? Where do they even start to rebuild those connections?
That's such an important question because, sadly, isolation is a very common consequence of these types of relationships. But the good news is that rebuilding those connections doesn't have to be this monumental task. Start small.
Okay, so like what does that look like practically?
Well, it could be as simple as reaching out to a friend or maybe a colleague that you haven't talked to in a while, or maybe joining a support group, even if it's just online at first. It could even be finding a therapist who can provide a safe space for you to process your experience. Because the truth is, connection really does breed connection.
It creates that ripple effect. Mm. And sometimes we just need those little glimmers of light to remind us that we're not alone. And speaking of finding those moments of light, Dr. Ramani talks about this concept of respite care for survivors of narcissistic abuse. And it is honestly brilliant.
Oh, it's such a game changer.
It really is. And it's so simple, but so profound. Because normally we think of respite care for people caring for someone with a physical illness, right? But she connects it to the emotional labor of dealing with a narcissist.
Mm-hmm. And it makes perfect sense because it is a form of caregiving. It's emotionally exhausting and you need a break.
Exactly. It's that constant walking on eggshells, managing someone else's moods and reactions. It's draining. And just like traditional caregivers need a break, so do people in these relationships.
100%. And obviously we don't have narcissistic abuse respite centers. Wouldn't that be nice?
Sign me up. Right.
Right. But even though we don't have centers like that, we can still apply the principle. We can create those moments of respite for ourselves.
So give us some ideas. What are some practical examples of what that might actually look like?
Well, it could be something as simple as taking a nice long bath without any interruptions, you know, or just going for a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, anything that helps you disconnect from the chaos, even if it's just for a few minutes, and reconnect with yourself.
Yes. It's about reclaiming your time, your space, your energy.
Exactly. And here's a bonus tip. You know, if you know someone who's in this type of relationship, you can offer them respite care too, you know, just by being that listening ear, that validating presence.
What would that look like? Give us some ideas.
Well, maybe you offer to watch their kids for a few hours so they can have some time to themselves. Or you invite them out for coffee and just let them vent without judgment. Sometimes just knowing someone has their back can make all the difference.
I'm loving this idea of respite care because it just feels doable. Even if you can't escape the situation completely, you can still find those little pockets of peace.
Exactly. And remember, healing, it's not linear, right? It's not like you just check things off a list and poof, you're healed. It's a process, ups and downs. It's about taking those baby steps, one moment of respite at a time.
I love that. Small steps, big impact. We are going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere because we'll be back to dive even deeper into healing from narcissistic relationships. We are back. And, you know, as we were talking about before the break about this whole idea of respite care, it just occurred to me that it's not just about self-care. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely not.
It's about reclaiming our power. And I think that's so important in these relationships where there's such a power imbalance.
You're 100% right. Narcissistic relationships, they're all about control. So when you create these moments of respite for yourself, no matter how small they are, you're starting to shift those dynamics, even if it's just a little bit.
It's like that tiny little act of rebellion.
Yeah.
Like, nope, this time this is for me.
Exactly. It's like you're drawing a line in the sand. And the amazing thing is, as you start prioritizing your well-being, even in these little ways, it becomes easier to set those bigger boundaries down the road. It's like you're building up that muscle.
Yes. It's like anything else we practice. We get better at it over time. And, you know, to be honest, it's not always easy to assert ourselves in these relationships. It can feel like swimming upstream. But that's another area where Dr. Ramani's insights are so helpful.
Oh, 100%. She gives you actual strategies that you can use to navigate these situations. And I think a lot of that comes down to understanding the why behind the behavior, you know, like what are the patterns, the defense mechanisms? And when you start to see those things more clearly, it's like you've got this protective armor on.
Yeah, because it's not really about diagnosing them. Right.
Yeah.
It's about protecting ourselves.
Exactly. It's about understanding how their behavior affects us and figuring out how to cope. It's about taking back our power.
Yes. It's about breaking those cycles. Yeah. And it makes me think, you know, this is a message of hope because it means healing is possible.
It absolutely is. But it's a journey. It's going to have ups and downs. But it is possible. And sometimes, you know, part of healing means rediscovering who you are, you know?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Because these relationships can be so identity eroding. You start to question your own worth, your own sanity. You start believing all the things that they're saying about you.
It's like they hold up this distorted mirror and you start believing that that reflection is the truth.
It's scary how much that happens.
It really is. So part of healing is stepping away from that distorted mirror and remembering who you are, separate from all of that noise and manipulation. And that's where those healthy relationships, those moments of respite care that we were talking about, that's where all of that comes in. It's like this healing balm. It reminds you of your worth. It reminds you of your resilience.
Absolutely. And it makes me think about those people who've been told they're too sensitive or too demanding.
Oh, all the time.
When you hear that enough, you start to believe it. But when you surround yourself with people who see you, hear you, and validate your experiences, it's like an antidote.
It really is. It's like having this team of cheerleaders reminding you of your own awesomeness, reminding you that you're not alone in this.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
And it's true. It takes a village, right? Healing from these relationships, it's rarely something we can do entirely on our own. It's okay to ask for help.
More than okay. It's essential. And you know, when we talk about rediscovering yourself after narcissistic abuse, it's not always about like going back to the things you used to enjoy.
Oh, interesting. So tell me more. What else is there?
It's about being open to new possibilities, you know? Narcissistic relationships, they can be so limiting. It's like you're stuck in this little box and you forget how big the world really is.
Yes, you're so right.
So healing can be about pushing out the walls of that box, opening up some windows, you know, letting in some fresh air.
It's about giving yourself permission to grow and evolve beyond what that toxic dynamic allowed.
Exactly.
So what could that look like for someone? What are some examples?
Well, it could be anything, really. Maybe it's trying a new hobby, learning a new skill, traveling to a new place. Maybe it's making new friends, exploring different career paths, or just allowing yourself to dream bigger than you ever have before.
Because really, when you've been in a relationship that thrives on control, choosing yourself can feel like the ultimate act of defiance.
You got it. It's about reclaiming your narrative, rewriting the script, and it's a beautiful thing to witness.
This has been incredible. Unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment, but don't worry. We will be right back to wrap up our deep dive into healing from narcissistic relationships. And we are back for the final part of our deep dive into healing from narcissistic relationships. We've covered a lot of ground, from the dynamics of these relationships to the importance of self-care and having good people in your corner.
It really has been a journey, hasn't it? But through it all, Dr. Ramani brings us back to ourselves.
She does. And I think this last part is really important because we've talked a lot about finding people who validate our experiences and support us. But what if those people aren't there yet? What do we do then?
That's when we have to really lean into Dr. Ramani's message of self-compassion. We don't have to wait for external validation to start healing. We can actually give that to ourselves.
It's like we have this power within us. But sometimes it's buried pretty deep, you know?
Yeah, it can be. Especially after being in a relationship that chipped away at our self-worth.
Exactly. So how do we even begin to cultivate self-compassion when we've been told we're not good enough or we're too much?
It starts with awareness. You know, becoming a curious observer of our own thoughts and feelings, but without judgment. Just noticing those inner voices, all of them, the good, the bad, and the straight up ugly.
So just hit the pause button on that inner critic, that voice that's constantly putting us down.
Exactly. Because in these relationships, we hear so many negative messages that it's easy to internalize them. We start to shrink ourselves, to doubt our every move. Healing starts when we can recognize those patterns and say, nope, not today.
So it's about recognizing those thoughts and choosing to replace them with something healthier.
Yes. We can learn to be our own best friend. We can offer ourselves the same kindness and understanding that we'd offer someone we love.
That's so important. But honestly, sometimes it feels impossible. Like, how do we actually do that?
Well, it takes time and it takes practice, right? Think of it like starting a new workout routine. You're not going to run a marathon on the first day.
Small steps, big changes.
Yeah.
Right. So what are some of those baby steps we can take towards self-compassion?
Gratitude is huge. Starting each day by listing things you're grateful for, no matter how small they seem. It could be a cup of coffee or a sunny day or a really great conversation. These little things help to shift our perspective.
It's those little reminders that even when things are tough, there's still beauty in the world.
And you know another thing, when you hear that inner critic, try talking back to it like you would to a friend. Offer yourself words of kindness and encouragement.
It's about being gentle with ourselves because, let's be real, none of us are perfect. And that's okay.
It is. We're all works in progress, and that's more than enough. And remember, asking for help is not a sign of weakness. If you're struggling, therapy can be amazing for processing all those emotions and learning how to cultivate self-compassion.
Your support system is everything.
It is. Having those people you can lean on, whether it's a therapist, friends, family, or a support group, it makes such a difference.
It all comes back to self-awareness, doesn't it?
It does. Recognizing those thought patterns and then making a choice to challenge them. And, you know, even those quiet moments of just being with ourselves, of noticing our thoughts and feelings without judgment, that's powerful stuff.
It's those little seeds of healing that Dr. Ramani talks about.
Exactly.
They might seem small, but they have the power to blossom into something incredible. It's about reclaiming our stories, our power, our lives. It's about recognizing that we deserve love, happiness, and healthy relationships.
We all do. And that is a perfect place to wrap up our deep dive.
It really is. And for everyone out there listening who's been touched by this, just remember, you're not alone. Healing is possible. And every step you take, no matter how small it seems, is a victory.
Yes. Celebrate those victories. Keep shining your light and keep moving forward.
Yes. Your journey is yours to create. Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. And follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook for more. And remember, the best revenge is living well without them.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Check out our huge in-stock selection of TruBolt door locks. We have a variety of styles and finishes to suit your needs. TruBolt door locks provide homeowners and builders with quality door locks at an affordable price. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.